Now you have a choice for 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM, 12:33. Hey there, I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Diane Ducey.
And you're Brendan McGinty from the Champaign County Board. Thank you so much for being here today. We're talking about, if you're just joining us, last night the Champaign County Board had a big vote. Actually, it was kind of a split vote. It was a vote to continue on with the Olympian Drive project, and everybody said yes. We're going to do, not everybody, but the majority said yes on that. And then the other vote was on the green option, which some of you may have heard is the sweeping S option, and that one was voted down. And so where we go now is reconvening, maybe doing another study to see what might be a different option to connect Olympia Drive to Lincoln Avenue.
Right. And last night, just to make a point, last night was a committee of the whole meeting, which is basically
mean?
A committee meeting. We used to meet in separate committees. We had our finance committee and justice committee and policy committee.
Okay.
We have combined those into two large meetings that are committee meetings that lead to and move things to an agenda for our full board meeting, which is typically on the third Thursday of every month. So when I noticed in the paper today that there was talk about green is really not dead, because there is going to be a vote too on that.
In 2 weeks, right?
That's correct.
So, no, I'm confused. Why vote again?
Because the committee votes are only recommend to our full board meetings after essentially studying the process more carefully in our committees of the whole to bring it to full board, similar to
Right. Okay, so the whole then leads it up to the full.
That's right. It used to be like I've chaired the finance committee for years, so we'd come out with a financial thing in finance and move it to the full board for consideration with recommendation from the finance committee. Now we all meet together on everything in an effort to keep all 27 board members, mm-hmm. keep all of those cats herded, if you will.
Okay, that's interesting. But do you think there will be a different outcome? I signed a petition yesterday encouraging my board member to vote yes for the green. If we annoy our county board members enough, do you think that will change the voters? Everybody pretty much so deadlocked in where they stand.
Or if you annoy them enough, will they be annoyed? I got a tremendous number of emails.
Right.
And I understand that.
But that's just everybody. I mean, in annoying, not being in the sense that I'm going to stalk you, Brendan, and say change your vote. But I mean, if everybody is sending an email, one email, I mean, that's just a majority of people saying, hey, we wish that you would abide by our wishes, right? And
I think it depends on what you mean by majority, because I got them from the chamber. And I understand the chamber's role in this and promoting that particular route.
Right.
I believe that with an alternate route that could still work, could still create economic development, minimally impact the landowners, that we all win, that the economic development and the jobs still happen. Do they happen exactly how the chamber wants it? They're just one interest group like the Farm Bureau is, like a particular labor union is, like the city governments
are. But they didn't just come. They didn't just come up with that opinion out of nowhere. There was a paid study, right?
From more than a decade ago. See, so I used to serve on the Urbana Plan Commission. I did for 5 years. I understand clearly the value of having these plans in place. But to say, my personal opinion here, but to say that those plans can never change, should never change. I'll tell you what, the landscape since that study was done was that 9/11 hadn't happened. The economy wasn't in the tank a couple times. Mm-hmm. So these things impact.
But has the land changed any?
Certainly. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because one of the points that Alan Nudo makes is that we're all in the problem up here, in that should development have been allowed along this route since that study came out? Landowners had built and people have not said, you should not build here. We will be putting a road in here. You know why? Because several years ago, Urbana was given the opportunity to do this project. Mm-hmm. It was sitting there, and they turned it down. So that created this gap in time where people thought that the project was not going to happen.
Okay. And so then people developed there. So with the sweeping S curve, the green option mm-hmm. that was voted down. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Brendan McGinty from the Champaign County Board. Would anybody lose their homes there? I mean, from what I've understood, the sweeping S curve was a way to minimize impact on the families and the farmland that is there.
That's correct.
So what's wrong with that option then?
Because green does impact a couple of homesteads and a couple of landowners where it with a minor shift, mm-hmm. that could be adjusted. I'll give you an example. I'm not set in my ways that green is necessarily the absolute ultimate worst thing. We don't even have the information yet as to how much we could move that road and not impact the route such that it would require a new or an amended location study.
Okay.
How far can we push it? That's okay. One of the things that we asked our county engineer to present us
okay.
With in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Is just how far can we take that? What are our options? This has been a stream of assumptions and a stream of misinformation. Last night there were five maps.
But I mean, a paid for study. But a paid for study that provided in like three options, right? Or mm-hmm. at least
absolutely.
That's misinformation.
Well, it is what our options are at
okay.
this point. So I'll give you an example. I've been told personally, sweeping S is the only way that we can do that.
Okay.
According to whom? Well, it's a good engineering route.
Okay.
Are there considerations other than pure engineering as far as the very best route to go
okay.
to do this? And the answer to that, I believe, is yes. And it could be, I don't care what it is, artifacts. You know, it could be okay. new homes that are now in that route's way. It could be any number of different things. And so, you know, a study really should take into consideration, and I understand the location study from an engineering standpoint, but that's one factor. Should other factors be taken into consideration for the best possible development for that area? Anybody who's been up there, it's a beautiful area. People have beautiful land up there, and it's pretty flat. Welcome to Illinois.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
And so when they see, you can see a lot of what's going on up there.
Some of the farms there since 1865, so.
And from their front door, Diane, I mean, you're looking at a lot
sure.
of things. You'll see the road.
Right.
So we're talking also about something that hasn't really been discussed a lot as we build this. Can we protect some of these homes' view with berm? With what can we do to minimize the visual impact as well? There are only 500 things that we're juggling to try to please everyone here.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that the landowners will be happy with anything? How many landowners are being affected by any option that comes in?
At this point, the landowners, first of all, let me define the landowners. There are landowners up in that area that are for the development as defined over a decade ago.
Okay.
And then there's a larger group of landowners who have come together that sort of move as one big group.
Mm-hmm.
One example is when we were talking about going out all the way to Route 45 on Olympian, there was one farmstead owned by Bill and Virginia Ziegler that was heavily discussed.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as that came off the table, their land was taken out of that equation,
mm-hmm.
but they stayed very actively involved. They were there last night with those landowners.
Okay.
Likewise, the other side of the table, there's one block of land that is group owned by a family, Squire Farms,
mm-hmm.
Squire family.
Right.
And there's a bit of a division there as to what they want to see happen. I believe that it's going to come down just to that, just to those factions coming together. I think that we are that close to getting this done in a way that I don't think anybody's going to be happy with this in the end, but is this something that people can live with?
Right.
Is this something that...
Well, it's for progress for the county as a whole, correct?
But it's been a
Absolutely.
Vision since the 1960s to connect I-57 to North I-45.
That's right.
So It's just a work in progress, the way I see it.
It's just a heck of a work in progress.
Well, what do you say? Let's wrap up our conversation here. We'll pay some bills here real quick, but then we'll wrap up our conversation with Brendan McGinty here on Connect FM 93.5, 95.3. We believe that talk radio means you get to talk too with people you know from right here. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM, and it is 12:45. I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Diane Ducey.
And Brendan, thank you so much for spending your lunch break with us. Brendan McGinty from the Champaign County Board here with us today. We've been talking about the whole Olympian Drive thing and trying to understand it a little bit better. I know this has pretty much so consumed you.
It has, but a lot of people.
Yeah.
If you think of all the people involved, it is a consuming thing. We want to get it behind us, mm-hmm. but we've got to do it right. Mm-hmm. After all this time, we've got to do it right.
Just your prediction. I mean, it is important for that road to connect to Olympian Drive so that we can have that clean space that you can go all the way from Champaign to Urbana. It's been in the works for how long?
Since the 60s.
Since the 60s. It is going to get done, isn't it? I mean, it's not going to be 25 years from now. I'm going to be like, oh, Brendan, hey, what's the progress? You know, we'll both be older and nothing gets accomplished.
I certainly think that we are closer than this has ever been. I think that we are very close to getting started with this. I think it is going to get done.
Okay. It will. And so all of the good things, we're trying to find the happy ending here with the property owners have the least amount of impact. But then also our economic growth groups here in town will be happy because we can finally start working towards, getting those jobs here and attracting those businesses here that wouldn't be here if we didn't have that.
That's right. Will 100% of the people win with this? No, but I think that in the high 90s can.
Okay.
And for something that has been so controversial for so long, that's about as good as we can do at this point. As far as a prediction, I think that we at the full board will be considering a compromise position that hopefully that we can get through. And it's as simple as that. What the compromise is, if I had the crystal ball, I'd be in Vegas.
You'd be, all right. Well, hey, and next time you come in, Brendan, we'll scream at you because I hear that you've been screamed at quite a bit. So, we'll make you feel at home and we'll just yell at you and call you names. Is that sound good?
It would warm my heart.
Thank you very much for your time
today.
It was a great discussion.
Thanks.
We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.